Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Welcome to the secret life of Chris and Jerry. I guess after this, it won't be so secret anymore.
Yeah, we're here up at one of our properties, the Rose House, and we're going to let everyone in on kind of what we do after we get off of work, and a lot of times what we do before we head to work in the mornings even.
Yeah, so tag along with us.
So what are we doing out here today?
Today we're going to show you guys a little bit about our sheep farm. And so over the years, we've had a number of different businesses. You can hear the sheep welcoming us now.
So who came up with the idea to do a sheep farm?
Actually, it was a little bit my idea. So
it was all his idea. Don't let him say a little bit his idea.
Is one of those sheep on the other side of that fence? You guys make it to see more than it comes this way.
I clearly work up here a lot.
So how many sheep do you guys actually have?
So we currently have
11. Yeah, 11 adults and 8. Baby lambs.
We have 11 adults and we have 8 lambs that have been born over the past month. So they are relatively friendly. They're not aggressive at all. If anything, they'll take off when they see strangers.
So be honest, who is better with the animals?
Jerry, 100% Jerry. So not at all me.
Chris is great with babies and likes playing with them when they're small. Or he has two extremes. He likes to play with them when they're small, or he likes to play with them when they turn into world champions. He'll take part in their life when they're winners.
To me, they look a mess right now. And so I hate the way they look, but these are a meat sheep. And so they have hair instead of wool like traditional sheeps. Because of that, you don't have to shear them. And they shed their hair naturally. And so right now we're in the spring, and so they're starting to shed their hair to grow their new hair for next year. And in the process of doing this, you see they look kind of a mess, but give it another month and all their hair will be gone.
So what's your favorite part about farm life?
One of the funnest things is to actually raise a high quality animal regardless of what it is. I think I have a sheep out. Chris, we're gonna have to go catch those babies.
Okay. So we have two escapes, so you guys are getting to see life on a farm for real. So this wasn't planned for the video, but there's a couple that are out, so we're gonna have to go get them back in.
One of them that's out is Nene. Mm-hmm. So we try not to name them. If you notice, they all have tags in their ears, and the females have tags in their right ears, and the males have tags in their left ear, so they can easily be identified. It's not cruel, they don't feel it, but in the future when it comes time to breed, we know that keeps us from crossbreeding, line breeding, or inbreeding.
Calm down, girls. Calm down. Hey. You're fine.
You got Nene.
I got Nene. You're supposed to be the sweet one. You're supposed to be the sweet
girls.
One. Oh, well, just put it down. That's fine.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, Jerry.
There we go.
Was that your first escape?
Yeah. So thankfully, we came up and found that we had two of the twins were out and somehow got separated from their mom, which is the first time that that's happened, which tells us that we have fence work to do.
Always something to do on the farm.
So how is running a farm like running a med spa?
Oh, goodness.
You deal with difficult things. And you figure out how to make it work in the best way, and hopefully nobody comes out damaged. And so whether it's us as people or whether it's the animals, ultimately we want good outcomes in both locations. And so,
but I think it's interesting. I mean, I'll take it from the business side of things, because we do this. And I think there's so many business principles that you can literally apply to all sorts of different industries. And you know, that's where I have so much fun and looking at that with like my Dr. Crowley brand and the business coaching consulting. So when you look at it, you have basically a product. You have to identify a need in the market. And then you look at customer acquisition channels and how do you get customers to match up with the problem that you're solving. So in this case, you know, there's a need for clean, high quality lamb meat. So people don't want meat that tastes gamey. And so we found, you know, kind of an ideal breed for that. We specialize in it. And from that, then we identify our customers, how they're going to find us, and then we have to market that and then know how to price it right so that we can actually, you know, maintain this farm. Obviously, it you know, takes money to maintain all this around here. So how, I think that's the same. So we do it in the aesthetic industry. We do it in the education industry. So you can really apply that same model, I think, in a lot of different formats.
It comes down to quality. And the thing Chris briefly mentioned, that when you're raising sheep for a meat purpose, we often hear about mutton. That's an older sheep, and sometimes people have to wait until they're older to be able to harvest the meat because they need to be a certain weight. And so if you have a poor quality sheep, they grow really slowly. And so that's why we did invest in like a good reproduction line, a good pedigree. And so these babies that you see now are really like some just over a month old. So they have really low birth weight. So they have easy births and they grow rapidly. So they're ready to sell before they're 8 months old.
And these usually aren't, these specifically won't be sold for eating. So when people ask us, are we going to eat the ones that we pet? They're not. And so these are oftentimes used as a starter herd. So because of their genetic background, because of the rapidity of their growth, they can be crossed with less expensive sheep.
Like a commercial sheep.
Like a commercial sheep that they would grow for lamb. So usually these are being, would be sold. These are going to stay here on our farm because we're in the startup process. So we're growing our herd. And so right now we'll continue to keep the babies, especially the girls, for a while. But then eventually we will sell starter herds to small farms who want to start some sort of sustainable farming where they can kind of grow and support their, you know, their own local community.
Yeah. Do any of your colleagues know that you guys have sheep?
If they follow me on Instagram, they know, and I tag Chris a lot because this is kind of my stress relief in the afternoons. And so, and you don't get much cuter than a lamb. So I frequently take pictures and tag Chris. And so if anybody follows us on social media, they usually know. And certainly if they know us like individually or personally, they know, because
Jerry talks to everybody about his sheep.
I talk to everybody about my sheep. And a lot of the people, they are curious about the sheep. Dr. Barbarino, Sheila Barbarino, she's always wanting, encouraging Chris with his animals and wanting him to get acquire something else for the farm. So he doesn't want it to stop here. He wants lemurs.
Yeah. We talk a lot about the sheep, but really the other thing that we're doing here at Double Crown is an agritourism business. And so we're trying to raise awareness of the agricultural opportunities within the state of Florida. And so we're here and there's lots of ag business throughout the state. And so people think of traditional crops like, you know, just north of us, they grow a lot of peanuts and cotton and there's corn, all those sorts of crops. But also we're focusing more on the livestock portion. So we're doing lambs, but we also have chickens. And so we do the organic free range chickens. So we have then the eggs, the chickens. We have the sheep. We did a horse farm and we still have some of the horses here. But for the agritourism part, part of generating that interest in that line of business is looking at what would people come here for, school field trips and our getaway weekend. And so I want to do different kinds of animals that doesn't fit the traditional agriculture model. Jerry's not so much in favor of this.
You certainly don't want to eat lemurs, but
not eating them. But I just think there'll be a neat draw to have like lemurs or marmosets or some of those exotic pets. We have, you know, 75 acres here. We can really do a lot with.
And it's a cool place. It's a great place for anyone that lives in the city that has the hustle and bustle of everyday life to be able to get out. I mean, you see the property. We'll show you more of it, but it's a really cool place just to come and kind of decompress. Part of the experience for the agritourism is that we do have places to stay here on the farm. And we have a few different options. So we have something that I think will meet anyone's needs, regardless of the size of the family.
So what's the skincare routine of a farmer?
Well, Jerry said this earlier on a podcast.
Obviously, you have a lot of exposure out here, a lot of sweat, a lot of grime. And so cleanse. And you know, I love to cleanse my face. So Lelastin's lucky in that aspect. The other thing is there's a lot of sun exposure out here. So SPF and a good moisturizer.
Yeah, lots of SPF. I think that will be the key.
You want to know the stickiest thing on the planet? Sheep shit.
Oh. What's more relaxing, injecting filler or feeding the sheep?
Oh, that's hard. That's a hard question.
Well, it's not hard for me. I'll say injecting filler. So I don't necessarily like feeding them. It makes me like anxious when they're all rushing and trying to cram in and get their food. I like to watch them, but I don't like to be the one feeding them. I'll show you why I don't like feeding.
Yeah, he'll show you why it makes him a little anxious.
Easier demonstrated than stated.
It's hard for me to say because I truly enjoy both. They're both relaxing. 90% of the time, they're both relaxing.
Parts of my cactus are coming back.
They need minerals.
Now he's going to call some of them. You can see they're starting to come. They hear the feed bucket.
I can't whistle because of the Botox in my lips. Here.
This is the part I'm telling you is like stressing me out because they all want it. Come on, girls.
Go back. Just go and I'll let them.
Come on.
Come on.
Everybody take a turn.
Come on.
They're going to tackle.
I would be so afraid of my hand getting bit.
They won't bite.
They won't bite. They just like push you around. Okay, come on. Come on. Here.
I got you.
Here, right.
I got you, girl. I wonder what she weighs. Retinol, probably. Also, I love a good vitamin C product.
Chris, what's your favorite skincare ingredient?
Here.
Favorite skincare ingredient? Hyaluronic acid. Like, never get enough moisture, especially when you get older.
What's your guys' least favorite trend in aesthetics right now?
Least favorite trend in aesthetics right now.
I think it's going away. I think overfilled.
Yeah, I think overfilled's, I agree with you, it's kind of going away. I don't know my least favorite. I always like kind of the trends.
Russian lips?
I don't mind Russian lips. To me, it's a technique to create an end result. There are some side effects with it. I guess it's not a trend in procedure, but there's so many people that are entering the space. And it's not that I mind that many people, but they're rushing in and they want a shortcut without putting in the time and the energy to learn safe techniques. So I really think investing in education, and people think that it's so easy that they can do it without that.
Yeah. And I think that just compromises patient safety. It's not even about the competition.
Yeah, that's it. It's all about the patient safety. You know, we always say, even with the business coaching, like, I'm happy to anybody that wants to open a business to coach them, to help them. And I want them to succeed, but I want them to be safe in doing
the first thing. What are you doing? You haven't been up all day.
The cats is an interesting story of this particular property, this farm. I guess we would be remiss for filming here and showing this beautiful piece of property without mentioning the prior owner. So her name was Rose Winchester, and she was not only like a really dear friend, she was a spicy older lady who ran this entire farm by herself. She died in her 80s, and we were her neighbor. So we actually bought property that was originally hers at one point. And all of these cats are kind of part of her legacy. So part of us getting the farm was it also came with animals. And so we had to take care of the animals that were Miss Rose's before. And these cats were all feral cats, so they were wild. And she had a passion for helping control the cat population. So she would trap them, pay to have them spayed and neutered, and then release them back into the wild. But there's a collection of them, and I think there's around 8 that are left here on the property still from when she was around. And so you can see they're much more docile now. We still feed and care for the cats, and they get to live on the property. But we just couldn't get rid of them because it is such a legacy that Rose left behind. Hey, Finley. So this is Finley, one of the mini ponies. And then we have Miss Jenny. So this is one of the rescue donkeys. And so she has quite the story. She's almost 30 years old and she's lived here on the farm for quite a while. So Rose got her as a rescue. So she actually was tied behind a pickup truck and drug down a major highway. So she was not leading properly and they were trying to train her, break her. And so those people that did that were criminally charged and had to pay for that. But the donkey needed a place to live. She was really afraid of people and you couldn't get near her at all. But now she's lived on the farm for many years. She's obviously much more docile and friendly, but we don't do a lot of interaction with her. We just kind of let her live a stress-free life. She gets to eat and be a donkey.
Here you go, Jenny.
Morning or night person?
I would say I'm night, changing to morning.
Are you a morning or are you a night person?
I used to say morning, but I think I've converted. I think I'm a night person.
Yeah, we're kind of flipping. It's like the older I get, the more I'm doing morning stuff. And the older he gets, the more he's like a night
person. I like to sleep in a little bit, and I don't mind staying up late. Like, I'll stay up till midnight, especially if Chris is going, if he's at work or something. I always stay up later. So he's in a different time zone. I have to adjust my visitation according to time where he is in the world.
Hey, girls. Hey, girls.
No.
You're much. Here, you do it. That's the way I deal with that. I give it to Jerry and say, you do it.
Here, Sam.
That wasn't him.
It wasn't Sam. Sam's serious when he does.
Is that him?
But he'll like back off.
He'll like.
Yeah, don't you hit me in here.
I did not think it was that warm outside.
It's hot, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, look.
They look freaked out. They're like, what? Botox or filler?
Sculptra.
Oh. Okay. Jerry?
Between Botox and filler, Botox.
Okay. So where are we headed now?
So now we're headed to one of the properties. This is a solarium that connects to the properties, actually, that's on the farm here, and it's a pretty neat area. Rose loved plants just like she does animals. Now we'll go in, you'll see it's got a cool brick floor from downtown Pensacola that's put in years and years ago.
What's one thing people don't know about you?
I think one thing that people don't know is how much time we spend working, because I think it's a misconception because people see like travel post and that sort of thing and don't realize that that's work, and they don't realize that when we get off of work at the clinic that there's more work to be done here. They're like, it's just saying there's not enough hours in the day, but when you're doing this, it's like true.
Yeah, and you and I, it's actually one of the things that we disagree on. fair amount of time is that, like, work and business is like a hobby to me, like showing the horses and the animals are to you. So we do work a lot, but I actually like enjoy that. So even at home at night, I'm the one that's on the couch checking emails because I like trying to figure out how to make things work. And so, like, it's fun to me with the farm, with the agritourism, with the, you know, coaching, the any of those things I really enjoy doing. We work a lot, but I think I don't think it's a surprise to some people that I like to do that because they see all the different projects, but I think they are surprised when they hear that I like animals as much as I do.
I think with you, people are shocked when they hear you have a farm.
Yeah.
And especially like the students that have only had exposure to him through a classroom setting. And it's almost like a one-dimensional picture of him. You don't see all the other side of it. And like Chris, he can ride as good as I can ride. He just doesn't enjoy it as much as I do. And so I think that's probably one of the things that shocks people more about you than me. I don't think they're shocked about me just because I talk funny.
Well, I think it's funny because I don't think they're shocked about you with the animals, not because of your talk, but just your personality. And I don't think they're shocked about me about work. But we both like we're both multidimensional. So you actually work a lot off hours doing multiple jobs. And I actually love doing a lot of things with the animals. Like I told you like how many years ago that I would love a zoo. Yeah. So I was like, I think I would absolutely love like, but there's the other side of me that is very much aware of like animal cruelty and, you know, what's right to trap them. And literally there's so many conflicting things within my mind. It's like, as much as I like a zoo, I don't like the animals being caged. When we had the horses, I didn't like them in paddocks. I wanted to buy more property and let them all run free on a herd. And you're like, that's crazy. So,
that's why we don't have zebras, because that's exactly what they would do and exactly what he wants.
Yeah, I want zebras. So maybe, Danny, you get to come back and film our herd of zebras one day.
What makes you guys feel alive?
This, like walking around and seeing like, because it takes a lot of work in places other than this for the farm to operate and for us to be able to do something that we both enjoy. And like, even though the camera's on us, but just walking around the place today, like together with animals and being outside and being somewhere pretty, like makes me feel alive.
Probably similar. I would
been a million miler.
Being a million miler, being an airplane. No, to me, it's when I can see complex problems solved and be part of that problem solving. And so I think, again, it gets back to what I do with work. So I absolutely love seeing things at Skin and Tonic grow and being part of the team to help figure that out. Obviously, there's a lot of people around us that help us succeed now. Seeing things here as we develop the farm, the agritourism industry, seeing the coaching side. And I think really, to me, I've said this for a long time, I love seeing other people succeed and knowing that I've somehow been part of that journey. So to me, when I can see somebody that I've either taught a beginning Botox class or provided some mild input into the way they run their business, and then to see them years later maybe even be more successful than we are, I get a charge from that. Like, I love that.
I think something that we really haven't mentioned, because like obviously you put a lot of time now into the aesthetics, but you just named it like solving complex problems. And I think that's what landed you as a critical care physician, because every patient that you've treated is a puzzle to you. And so that's one of the things that created such a passion for critical care and kind of sent you into that field.
Would you guys ever host a retreat or a workshop out here?
Yeah, absolutely. If there was interest, I mean, there's so many things that we want to do with this property. And I mean, I think first of all, it is an agricultural property. It is a working farm. So things aren't perfect. There's definitely a lot of moving parts, but we have a big space. And again, we haven't showed you all inside. We'll put some of that website up, but we do have event space. We do have event venues. We've had weddings here on the farm before. We talked about aesthetics. And so both of us are certified instructors for P-Shot, O-Shot, vampire facelift procedures. We both teach with Empire Medical Training. I'm the chief medical officer there. And we're actually hosting some fast track trainings at our office where me, Jerry, and Allie are doing it. And we've talked about hosting things out here afterwards for anybody that was interested that could come for, you know, a small, more intimate dinner and just kind of see the other side of us if they participate in any of those trainings.
I think it'd be a great spot.
Yeah. Any other kind of retreats you want to host out here? You probably have crazy ideas I don't know about.
I have all sorts of crazy ideas, but I can't talk about them right now.
Okay. Yeah, there's no telling what Jerry's wanting to host here.
Yeah, I think it's a cool spot for anybody just looking for downtime. And we do offer all sorts of educational opportunities. And so once the house is a little further along, then we'll take you on a tour for that as well.
Any final thoughts before we leave the farm?
I hope that we'll revisit this in a year and show people what our dream is and where we think this place can go. And we would love to have anybody watching this to come and be a guest at Double Crown. We think it's somewhere special.
Yeah, we absolutely love it. So I guess my final thoughts are just, you know, thanks for being interested enough to tag along with us and kind of see a little bit of what we do outside of aesthetics. Hopefully you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed sharing. And again, as Jerry said, I would welcome anybody out here as a guest. We love to kind of show off. It is a work in progress. So we have a long way to go, but we have kind of a vision and a dream of where we want to be. And I would love to follow up a year from now and see how much of that we've accomplished.
This may also be a boring thing compared to the topic, the secret lives of Chris and Jerry. I wonder what people thought. They may not have thought that we were going to be jumping fences, catching sheep.
Yeah, exactly. Probably not. But that's a lot more of what goes on day to day. Fixing fences, catching sheep. Yeah. Our horses have been out. And I think Danny's going to get some B-roll to share other parts of the property. We kind of focused on this in the podcast. Yeah. But they can also check out our farm website, and we'll put links to all that in here. And you can see a little bit more of what all we have at the farm.
Yeah, there are fishing ponds around. There are a lot of horses scattered around. Yeah. So chickens. There's a lot more to it than what we just saw.
Thank you, guys.
See you soon.